Hello again. This is Matt Cain at mattcain.com on October 17, 2005. Today's topic is Judy Miller and the New York Times. I finished reading the two Judy Miller epics, Miller's incomplete and implausible My 4 Hours Testifying in the Federal Grand Jury Room, and the New York Times only slightly more satisfying, The Miller Case, A Notebook, A Cause, A Jail Cell, and A Deal. After wading through both, my opinion of Judy Miller and the New York Times has sunk even lower. As always, I leave the really serious analysis to others, and I link to a lot of really good posts and columns in my Notables weblog in today's October 17th post. I also have written 4 limericks inspired by Judy Miller and the New York Times, which I'm going to read right now. The first is called, Ms. Miller Has Written Her Tale. Ms. Miller has written her tale, and as tales go, it's rather a whale. Her memory is convenient. On Libby, she's lenient. What's a shame that she got out of jail? The next one is called, There Once Was a Writer Named Miller. There once was a writer named Miller, whose warmongering stories were killers. The New York Times backed her, despite her detractors, and now it's no longer a pillar. The third one is called, There Once Was a News Gal Named Judy. There once was a news gal named Judy, who failed in her journalist duty. The facts she ignored, she misled us to war, turning tax bucks to war profits' booty. And the last is called, A Journal Named Judy Was Jailed. A journal named Judy was jailed for refusing to share secret tales. Judy finally talked, having previously balked, but on key points her memory failed. Well, that's it for today. To read the text version of this post, just go to madcane.com, and that's madcane.com. Look for the Notables weblog link and click there and scroll down to my October 17th post. As I said earlier, you'll find lots of links to relevant commentary, columns, and posts. Goodbye for now, and thanks for listening.